MissouriNet News. I'm Jason Taylor. The University of Missouri in Columbia has hired a consulting group to assess the Student Affairs Department during its restructuring phase. The cost of the group to survey students and submit its findings is about $150,000. The state Supreme Court has heard arguments in a child sexual molestation and murder case. In 2015, Jordan Prince was convicted in St. Charles County of sodomizing and strangling his girlfriend's four-month-old daughter. The principal question facing the high bench yesterday was whether Prince's juvenile conviction of sexual assault was admissible in his murder case. But in arguments that seldom surface at the Supreme Court level, attorneys found themselves debating the facts of the murder trial itself. Representing the state, Attorney Gregory Baker said Prince admitted that his actions were evidence of guilt.
I would point to this. Number one, he says that he was responsible for the act. Number two, he says he's the only one who had access to her. Number three, he says he was frustrated. Number four, he admits he went overboard.
Baker also noted that only the blood of Prince and the infant were on a quilt he'd wrapped the child in near the time of death. Prince's attorney said there was no eyewitness or DNA evidence or any admission from his client that he'd committed the crime. The Supreme Court will issue a judgment in the case at a later date. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill wants answers about sharp increases reported in billing rates at some hospital emergency rooms nationwide and in Missouri. Alisa Nelson reports.
The Missouri Democratic lawmaker is asking Envision Healthcare and its subsidiary MCARE about reports that MCARE has tripled the highest rate for emergency room visits at one hospital. Another allegation is that MCARE has pressured ER doctors to order expensive and unnecessary tests for patients. One study that looked at 16 MCARE-managed hospitals nationwide found that out-of-network billing rates increased by more than 70%, rates that were often passed on to patients.
A married documentary film team from Kansas City filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against the city of St. Louis and three police officers yesterday. They say they were two of the 123 people arrested downtown last Sunday. The couple accused police of illegally arresting them, assaulting them, and spraying them with chemicals. The two say they were filming the protest and the response. Senator Roy Blunt says there have been more deaths in Missouri from drug overdoses than from automobile accidents. During a recent visit to southern Missouri's West Plains, Blunt says the opioid epidemic is a bigger problem in rural areas than in the cities.
Trying to figure that out, trying to figure out what resources smaller towns and smaller hospitals need to have to be getting ahead of that.
Blunt helped secure a $650 million increase for opioid abuse treatment and prevention programs in this year's government funding bill. Blunt says it represents a 430% increase over the 2016 funding level. This is Missouri Net News.